Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Okay. Anyways, that last song was exactly what God's been showing me for a long time, that there is no fear in the Lord. You know, we're to fear the Lord, but there is no fear in the Lord. And with all the news headlines going on and all the craziness going on, we can walk without fear. If we keep our eyes on the Lord and keep our eyes and speak the Word of God and not to worry about what's going on, just pray over the situation and just give it to God and just walk in His power, speak His words, and just rejoice and give all glory to God. And I heard this report in Afghanistan that God is giving Christians there, He's telling them when to leave, where to go. They're going through a Taliban, like they're invisible. So God is actually working, and we just need to uplift our brothers and sisters there and just trust in the Lord. So,
glory to God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, worship team, I guess. Hey, give me a minute, okay? Just give me a minute. Let's worship God just for a minute. Let's just raise your hands. Let's say, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this morning, God. God, we're asking you that you would, Father God, just morning. Father, we ask you, Lord, that by your Spirit, Lord, Father, you would do incredible things today. Today, Lord, not Father, today we desire to see what you have for us, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for that, and we praise you, God. We worship you this morning. God, have your way in our lives, Father God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray you agree. Say amen. Amen. Say, Lord, touch that guy with a guitar. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. Boy, he needs a touch. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. You guys know we've been talking about fullness, right? How many say amen to that? Talking about the fullness of God, which is in Christ Jesus. God is trying by His Spirit to get that into our lives. How many say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. That's one of the songs I really, really enjoyed in. We were singing that, and we didn't sing this morning. This is the one I was going to. You can have my heart. Lord, how many say, Lord, you can have my heart? Have you ever said that to Jesus? How many said, Lord, you can have my heart? How many ever said that? Hallelujah. How many know that sometimes God says, okay, but I got to do some cleaning. How many say amen to that? Amen. Come on, man. God says, hey, when we come into Christ, when we give our hearts to the Lord, the Holy Spirit has a big job. Would you say amen? Because we get so used to walking the way we want to walk. How many say amen? Yeah. Some people want to walk this way. Yeah. I'm bad. Other people want to walk, you know. But God wants you to walk the way He wants you to walk. How many say amen to that? Is that right? God has a walk for you that you know you might not even know of. Amen? He is trying to put His fullness within you. Is that weird? Not weird at all, is it? Jesus paid to get you to look, to have the attributes of who He is. How many say amen? Do you guys say amen? How many say, hey, but I'm just me. Hallelujah. He knows who you are. Is that right? He knows you. Yeah, but I'm just me. I don't know how to do that. Yeah, you know what? You in Christ, you know more than you even actually know you know. How many say amen? Is that right? The Bible says that He's given you the mind of Christ. Is that okay? He's given you a way of thinking. Is that okay? Your mindset should be the kingdom mindset. How many say amen to that? Hallelujah. I was telling the team this morning, how many know that the men, the people in this world, the people, the rulers of this world, if they're not Christians, how many think they know what they're doing? How many know, if they don't know the Lord, do you think they know what they're doing? Some of them are making a good try, amen? But they don't know what they're doing. Is that right? I don't know what they're doing. But I do know one thing. This earth belongs to the Lord in the fullness thereof. It belongs to God. And God says that He is going to put on this planet. There's going to be a time when this planet is covered with the glory of the Lord. How many say amen to that? How many want to see that? How many know you're part of that? Do you know it? Keep your hands up if you do. I saw some hands come down yet. No, you're part of that. You are part of the glory of God in the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, and this sounds kind of weird, but I've said it a few times, and it's okay. I'm getting used to saying this. Is that okay? Heaven's not made for man. What? Heaven's not made for man. It really isn't. God made the earth for man. Hallelujah. Look at your Bible. Read your Bible. See what he says. Hey, man, everything, he gave it to man. Oh, he's keeping our loved ones and everything up in heaven. How many say amen to that? But you're going to see in Revelation, he brings the whole show right back to the earth. You're going to see that all the saints are coming with Jesus. Jesus is riding on a white horse. How many say amen to that? Yeah, amen. Jesus is riding on his thigh that says faithful and true. Is that right? The word of God. How many say amen to that? I mean, he's bringing all the saints back to the earth. Hallelujah. Can I tell you how important it is that we understand these things? It really is important. He sets up his, I call it the God's RV. There's a building that's 1,500 square miles high, 1,500 square miles wide, long, deep, whatever you want to call it. It's a big building. It is a big, and that's where God, I've heard it called this before, but it's God's RV. When he comes down, he sets this thing on the earth. And all the nations of the world flow into this thing. And God he's the light. There'll be no more darkness. How do you say amen to that? Why there be no more darkness? Because at that time, we know as he knows. Is that all right? See, God is doing something in our lives. It's not like we're just sitting here waiting for him to come. How many say that? Amen to that. We're not just sitting here waiting for him to go. He's got a purpose and a plan. He's bringing you into it. Every one of you in here, he's got something for you. Every one of you sitting here today, he's got something that he's been trying to talk to you about. He, by his Spirit, is desiring to speak into your life today. I'm going to say today. Today, he wants to speak into your life today, the things that he has for you. We, folks, we are in an incredible place. The world has never seen the amount of Christians, amen, that are on the planet like it is today. How many say amen to that? Spirit-filled, Bible-believing, Word of God-believing, Jesus-believing men and women of God all across this planet. The world has never seen it before. And I'm telling you, we are in for an outpouring like we've never seen before. There are going to be people that are coming to the Lord in groves. In groves. Just to find him, to learn about the Lord. Folks, how do you know that it's important that we ourselves are established in these things in the faith? Is that okay? But you know that God has you. He knows, you know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly what he has for you. So we're going to talk about today a little bit. We're going to talk about joyfulness. How many say it's important to be full of joy? How many say amen? It's important that we be people that are full of joy. No matter what the circumstances. How many say amen? How many know that sometimes there's hurtful circumstances? Sometimes we go through things. How many say, yeah? Have you ever gone through something where it just hurts? Say, God, I don't know how can, God, don't you know that I'm hurting? God, don't you know? Yeah, he knows. He does know. But we go through those things. And there's a way to get through them. It's through joy. Amen? Knowing that God is not going to leave you nor forsake you. Knowing that God is always with you. Doesn't that bring joy to you? Doesn't that give you a little sense of joy? It should. Hallelujah. Sometimes it looks like things are going opposite than what we want. How do you say? Yeah. Sometimes it looks that way. But God has not left us. He's not leaving us alone. He is preparing us. Can you go with that? Even the events in our world. How many know we can sit in our homes and we can be really happy? How many say amen to that? We can say, praise God. But there are people that are trying to run over in Afghanistan. How do we say amen to that? There are people trying to get out. Good people. People that actually helped our country. People that love God. How do they say amen to that? I like what Steve was saying this morning. There are that God is doing things. Amen? It might look like everything that God lost the handle over there. Not so. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is the ruler of heaven and earth. How many say amen? Is he the ruler or not? Oh yeah, he rules. His kingdom, the Bible says, Psalm 103, if you haven't read this, his kingdom rules over some. Is that what it says? No, it says all, doesn't it? His kingdom rules over all. How many say amen to that? So you can rejoice. Yeah, I don't like seeing people get hurt. I don't like seeing people pulled from their families. But in the midst of that, it's important that we hold on to joy. Because I will tell you something. If there's anything that there is an enemy out there, he wants your joy. Because he knows that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Is that right? What is that? That's in Nehemiah, right? The joy of the Lord, he knows that joy that you have within you is your strength. It will hold you. It will keep you. And if there's anything he wants to get from you, he don't care how much you go out and witness. He doesn't care how much. What he wants from you is your joy. He wants to steal it from you so that you've got no joy in anything. How many of you ever been low on joy? Your tank gets a little low on joy. Come on, hallelujah. I want to say something to you. Let his joy fill your tank. Not your joy. His joy. His joy has to fill your tank. And when your tank is full of his joy, my goodness. Let's see what happens. Amen? Because God is doing something. Hallelujah. He wants you to know that he desires you full of joy. Amen? Praise God. So I'm going to take, let's go to Luke chapter 9. We're going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. I love this. I love the word of God. Amen? I really can't tell you what chapter, what verse I like more than other. Because I love God's word. I really do. I love his word. Here it is. Luke chapter 9, starting at verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. Called his 12 disciples, gave them power and authority over what? All devils and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread nor money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house you enter into, there abide, and there depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out from that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. I like to look at this as when Jesus it's time to kick the birds out of the nest. How many say amen to that? Isn't that right? It's time to say, hey, man, okay, man, let's see what you got. Amen? You've been hearing me? And one of the things he does, he says, I give you authority. How many say amen to that? Come on. Like we said a couple of weeks ago, authority without authority is not authority. Amen? If you're not under authority, you will have no authority. So everything that the Word of God tells you, hallelujah, keep yourself in the Word. Amen? Keep yourself in the things of God. And the authority that he has for you will begin to flow through you, if that's okay. You say amen to that. God wants you to be full of authority. And here's his 12 disciples. And he says, okay, this is what I want you to do. I give you all authority. Heal the sick. You have power to cast out any devil. Whatsoever house you go into, let your peace be upon that house. I mean, say amen to that. Can I tell you that? I think it's Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. I know he didn't give you this, but I picked this up later coming in. The word of God says that you will go out with joy. How many say amen? Going outside. How many go out of your house with joy every morning? Yeah, come on. Come on, I'm going to work. Yeah, come on. You go out with joy. And then the word of God says you'll be led by peace. Is that okay? This is what Jesus is teaching his guys. He says, man, whatever house you go into, let your peace come upon it. If it doesn't, get out. Amen? Grab your peace, go on somewhere else. Amen? That's what he's telling them. See, there's a way to be led by the Lord. When the Lord gives you instruction, oh man, I got, if there's anything that I know, that the Holy Spirit wants to tell you what he has for you today. He wants to give you instruction in what he has for you. Is that okay? Hallelujah. You can be led forth with joy. You can go out with joy, and you can be led forth with peace. This is what he's telling his disciples. If you read, if you continue reading Luke chapter 9, you're going to see they come back, and they're kind of, they say, yeah, man, yeah. So Jesus says, okay. So then they go in there. There's this big crowd of people following Jesus. So he tells the disciples, they say, hey, man, Lord, send them away because it's getting late and, you know, they're hungry. And he tells them, you feed them. They look at each other, what? What had he told? See that, folks, I really see it as a, man, I'm teaching you this. Let me show you this. You feed them. And they look and they say, what? So he goes ahead and, you know, the loaves and the fish, he goes ahead and has everybody sit down. There was more than 5,000 men. There was 5,000 men, but there was more kids and women than that. So he's showing his disciples these things. I said, well, he didn't do so good for that. I'll feed him, Jesus said. I'll feed him. So he shows them. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. Go to Luke chapter 10. And here he comes. He says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 also, other 70. So this, you want to say this could be 82 guys with the 12 disciples. Another 70, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and to every place where he himself would come. So here's phase two, amen? Now it's a whole bunch more people, amen? Carrying the kingdom of God, walking and going into the cities wherever Jesus is headed to, they're going to walk into that city. They're going to prepare these people. And these guys are with a command of heal the sick, raise the dead. So here's what Jesus tells him. He goes, therefore, he said to them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. How many know there's a few laborers out there? The harvest is great, amen? But the laborers are few. And then it says this, pray the Lord of harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. This is one of those scriptures that I look as a pastor. I look at this, and because it, folks, I will tell you, there's a lot of people doing what they think they ought to be doing because they're Christians. The Word of God says to go, so they go. But the fact of the matter is, they don't know what they're doing when they're going. They didn't get a word from the Lord to go. They just go. They make up their mind that they're going to go, so they go. And this is not called being led by the Spirit. How many say amen? The Word of God says right here. You just read it. He said, pray the Lord of harvest that he would send forth laborers into that harvest. How many say amen to that? Not everybody, not all of you are called to go to Egypt. How's that? Some of you might be. Some of you might be headed to Ethiopia. Some of you might be headed to Tucson. Amen? But you got to wait for the Lord of harvest to tell you where to go. Is that okay? See, this is the thing about we as the body of Christ. We have a tendency to just to try to do everything and see what works. Is that okay? No, that's not okay. We need to listen. We need to follow the Lord. We need to hear what he is telling us and then go and do it. And then you watch what kind of journey you'll have. Ooh, God can open great things up to you if you will just listen. If you will just hear what he has for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I only got two amens out of that, but that's okay. Praise God. So here he says, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. How many like being a lamb among the wolves? Amen. Come on, man. Because you have a shepherd that watches over you. Do you know that? Praise God. I don't care what the wolf looks like. Praise God. That wolf, folks, is trying to steal your joy. He's trying to get your joy. So remember that. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves, carrying neither purse nor scrip nor shoes. How'd you like that? Hey, but it's hot in Tucson. God, I got to have shoes. It said, salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, let your peace rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking, such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of the hire. How many say amen to that? How many know that? How many? Quit trying to find people to clean your yard for free. The laborer is worthy of his hire. Amen? Pay the guy. Pay him well. And when he's walking out, give him a tip. Hey, I also got a tip for you. How's that, man? Praise God. You know what, folks? You know what? I don't think God has created us here to try to find bargains. How many say amen to that? But he hasn't done that. That's not what we're about. We're not seeing how we can get through here the cheapest. Amen? We have a king. We have our God has paved his streets with what? Gold. He got street sweepers that sweep it off. And then they say, well, where do you want it? Where do you want this at? Well, go ahead and just sweep it off onto the earth. They didn't even want it up there. And then we fight over it. Gold, gold. It's a gold rush. Amen. I mean, you know what? God has not designed us to find the cheapest. And you know what? I know some people are very frugal, and that's okay. And that's good. But if that if your life consists of that, I would say, hey, man, you know what? The Lord is your provider. He will provide all your needs. If you give, is that right? Doesn't the Word of God say to give? Give, and it shall be given to you. Give what? Whatever. Give, it shall be given to you. And then it says something else. Pressed down, shaken together. And I like the word running over. How many say amen to that? He wants his people running over. Is that right? In a position, praise God. Praise God. I mean, I'll tell you something. I have found that God is always faithful to all my needs. He's always been faithful. Everything that I've needed, he's provided. And then more. Praise God. Don't be afraid to give. Some people are afraid. Some people don't realize that God is just trying to bless you. You get the sense to give somebody. You go, no, all I got is $5. You know, so you don't give. God is trying to bless, trying to show you his hand that he will provide all your needs. He is. He is the great provider. Everything that you have now, you would not have it if it wasn't for him. Is that okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Some folks go away. I found my job. I'm the one that learned how to do what I do. I'm the one. Yeah, come on, man. Think about it. Amen? Hallelujah. Into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you such things that are set before you. Heal the sick. Heal the sick that are therein. Say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Probably wondering what's going on. I forgot my glasses. Is that okay? I'm trying to read that up there. I can't read that. I'm trying to read this. I'm barely reading this. So praise God. Pray for me. Amen. Say, Lord, fix his eyes. Come on. Hallelujah. Either that or fix his remembering thing so he can bring his glasses. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, do something. Amen. I receive whatever you want. Praise God. And it says, into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things that they set before you. Heal the sick that are therein. Say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways. out into the streets of the same city, even the very dust of your city. Say this. Even the dust of your city, which cleaves on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come near to you. And I want to skip to verse 16. It says this, he that hears you hears me, and he that despises you despises me. And he that despises me despises him that sent me. How many say amen to that? Aren't you glad he's got you covered? He that hears you hears me. He that despises you despises me, and he that despises me despises my Father which sent me. Jesus is saying a mighty word to you. You are covered. You are watched over. He's got you in mind. He's taking care of you. He's not going to let you fail. How many say amen? Praise God. Here's verse 17, and here's where it gets really, I think it really gets good. The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. Do you see that? He gave them authority. He sent them out. And now these people are coming back, and they said, hey, God, even the demons are listening to us in your name. They're fired up. Amen? And he said to them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents. How many say amen to that? Scorpions. How many say amen to that? You like killing scorpions? I don't even like looking at scorpions. But he's talking about some other stuff here. And then he says, and over all the power of the enemy. You see that? He has given us power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing, everybody say nothing, shall by any means hurt you. How many like those words? Nothing will hurt you. Nothing. Hallelujah. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names, listen, your names are what? Written where? Rejoice because your names are written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many say amen to that? Now, that's the thing to get excited about. Not that demons are subject to you, because they are. It would be like flies in your house. How many of you run and grab fly swatter? Rosie's got this real cool thing she wants to get me to shoot salt at them. Is that? I said, give me that thing, man. Because how many like? I could picture people coming over to my house and saying, let me show you this thing, man. They'll say, let me do it. Because it's like revenge on the fly. Amen? Come on, man. But this is really the authority you've given, is that same authority that you go after a fly in your house. Boom. You're not scared of it, right? You're not afraid of it. You're just tired of it. Get out. Poof. Get out or you're dead. Amen? Praise God. It's authority. It's authority. Don't be, see, and that's the authority that we have over the things that are contrary to God. That's the authority he's given us. Do you get it? That should give you something to be happy about. That should give you something to be joyful about. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Don't rejoice that you have power of spirits. That's nothing. Rejoice that your name is written down in heaven. Praise God that you are a child of the King. Now that's something to rejoice about. Something happens. You wreck your car. You bash it in. How many like doing that? Nobody likes that. Is that right? Got a brand new car, the first dent is always the worst. Amen? Brand new car. Oh, man. I mean, get in a car accident and get out. Praise God. Praise God. You okay, sir? Yeah, okay. Praise God. Anyway, you know, huh? I mean, it sounds funny. It sounds crazy. It sounds weird. But the fact of the matter is, rejoice, because no matter what happens, your name is written down in heaven. You are a child of the living Almighty God. Woo, hallelujah. And he's got your name. He's got your address. He's got your phone number. Amen? Hallelujah. He's got you when you're waking, and he's got you when you're asleep. So you better be good. You better not pout. Come on, hallelujah. Because God is all about you. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh. Verse 21 says this, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. You see that? How many of you believe that Jesus probably, every time somebody got healed, every time somebody got saved, every time somebody believed him, how many of you believe that he probably rejoiced, got full of joy? Can I tell you that it is a joy to do God's work? Isn't that right? How many of you have led somebody to the Lord and then you walk away saying, praise God, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for letting me share or letting me speak a word to somebody. Thank you for that. How many take joy in that? Praise God. And here Jesus, the Bible says that he rejoiced in spirit. In spirit. Ooh. You can look around in the scriptures. I looked for quite a while preparing for this message. This is the only place where it talks about Jesus actually rejoicing. I looked up glad. I looked up, I can't remember some of the other words. I looked up a lot of words trying to find a different place where the scriptures actually said Jesus rejoiced. Jesus rejoiced. I know he is a man that rejoiced. But here, this is the only scripture that says Jesus rejoiced. And it says in spirit. How many say amen? You see, your rejoicing has to come from your spirit. Amen? Because your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. It determines things on your mind, your will, and your emotions. And it's not coming out of your... If you're just, well, I got to praise God now. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that's not... It's got to come out of your spirit. Your spirit, folks, is your heart. It's got to be heart speaking to the Holy, to the Father. And here God, here Jesus says, I am rejoicing. Here it says, he rejoiced in spirit. And then he says this, thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in their sight. And he's talking about these 70 that he sent out. They came back and they're all fired up. Now he gets fired up. I like to get the Lord fired up. How many say amen? I like for him to look at me and say, man, now there he goes. Look at him right there. Yeah, there he goes. There he goes. Hey, angel, look at this. Yeah, look at, oh, no, no, don't. Get out of there. Come on, man. Can you imagine these guys? Jesus just got fired up. Come back and he goes, yes. What was he fired up about? What could it be that got him so excited? Listen to these words. Here's what he says. Thank you, Father, for you have, Lord of heaven and earth, that you has hid these things from the wise and the prudent and has revealed them unto babes. How many say amen? How many like being called a babe? Yeah, come on, a little pride issue there. Okay, it's all right. It's all right. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Jesus is very much talking about revelation. You know, as the wise and the prudent, the ones that think they're smart, think they're really wise and they're prudent, they have a hard time with revelation. As I really believe that their wisdom and their own understanding keeps them from revelation of God. How do you say amen to that? God wants to reveal things to you, but you got to come with a humble heart. You got to humble yourself before the Lord. You got to say, God, you know what? I really don't know anything like I ought to know. I know you love me. I know you want to talk to me. So, Lord, would you just show me things? Help me? And that's how God comes after you. Verse 23 says, he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and many kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Here Jesus is referring to the law and the prophets. He's referring to the kings that were, man, that heard about the things in Scripture but hadn't seen them. What is it that Jesus was fired up about? What is it? What is it that caused him to rejoice when he saw the 70 coming back and they were all power, you know, they're all fired up and say, man, God, Jesus, the demons are subject to us. What was it? Jesus, what are you looking at? What are you saying? And when I was looking at this, God took me to Isaiah 61. And so I want to take you to Isaiah 61. You're going to start at verse 1. And if you don't mind, and some of you might, but I don't care. That's all right. Isaiah 61. Here's, I believe, something that Jesus was rejoicing at. The Word of God says it this way. It says, the Spirit of God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Remember when Jesus went into Nazareth and he opened the book? They handed him a book and they opened a book. He opened that book and he turned it to this scripture in Isaiah. And he read this. Remember that? And he told them, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And they're looking at him and they're wondering at the words that he said. That's kind of cool. Hey, wait a minute. He's Mary's son. Hey, wait a minute. And then he goes on to tell them, you know, a prophet is never received in his own city. You remember that? So who's this Isaiah? Who's he talking about? He's talking about Jesus, isn't he? He is talking about the Lord. Verse 2, he says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and I love this, to give them beauty for ashes. How many say amen? How many ever had something turn from bad back to good? You ever seen God do that in your life? To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, amen? We're talking about joyfulness today, the oil of joy. How many know that there was an oil in the lamp in the tabernacle? There was an oil, and that oil flowed from the base of that tabernacle and went up into the candlestick. How many say amen? And that oil got up, and that's where the priest would light. That oil provided light. Amen? Here he calls it the oil of joy because it's light. It's understanding to you. Getting into the Word and finding out what God has for you is light for you. It's understanding for it, and it will bring joy. It will. It'll bring joy to your life. He calls it the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he might be what? Glorified. Verse 4 says this, and they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, they shall repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations. Who's he talking about there? Folks, I'm going to tell you what, he's talking about us. That's who we are. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the son of the alien shall be your plowman and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. How many say amen? Yeah, amen. I say amen. See, the Word of God tells us that we are kings and priests. Is that right? You're a priest. You are also a king, but you are a priest. And the Word of God says here that you shall be called the priests of the Lord. Hallelujah. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame you shall have double. For confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess double. Amen. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Amen. Everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All shall see them and acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, and as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and has a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. How many say amen to that? God is going to cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Hallelujah. The word of God says, told Moses, I tell you, Moses, that my glory shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. It's going to happen. How many believe that? How many believe that it's happening right now? I believe it's happening right now, but not in the way that he's really talking about. I believe it's going to be an over-encompassing thing to where the lost are going to desire to come in. They're going to desire to see the things of God. They're going to hear things they've never heard before. They're going to see things they've never seen before. We're going to be in that same place. We're going to see and hear things that we've never seen before, because great is our Lord, greatly to be praised. He says it will spring forth righteousness. How many of you got gardeners? How many gardeners in here? I planted a garden one year, and I didn't know much about gardening, but I just bought seeds, and I planted all of them. You talk about an overflowing garden. Man, I had so many cucumbers. I couldn't give them away fast enough. Amen? They went from this nice little green. They got super big. They turned white on me. So many on the vine. They get a little bitter after that. But God is talking about the planting of the Lord. Can I tell you, you are planting. The Word of God says that we're trees. How many say amen? You are the planting of the Lord. We are all over this planet. Brothers and sisters in Christ. All over this planet. And the things that he has planned and purposed on this planet are going to begin to push forward. We're going to see it. How many say amen? I'm going to see it. How many say amen? How many are ready to get out of here? I mean, out of the building or out of? Come on. I'm not ready to get out of here. I want to see the kingdom of God on the earth. I believe he's going to let me see it. I believe that I'm going to see the things that he's spoken about in the scriptures. I believe that God has more for us than we've ever, never even imagined. And that if you will just allow the Lord to take you into these things, you're going to begin to see them. So I believe that Jesus got really excited about it. I believe that these are some of the scriptures. He says, hey, Matt, there's going to be righteousness covered the earth. But something had to happen before that. Do you know that? Something had to happen. I want you to look at this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Jesus was full of joy when he saw those guys come back, but something had to happen. Here's what it says. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. How many of you can think about what he's thinking when he knew he had to go to the cross that night? Do you remember? In John 15, 11, Jesus said this, "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." His joy might be in. John 17, 13, when Jesus is praying to his Father, look at what he says. He says this, "Now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world." And he says, "that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Do you see that the Lord is praying a prayer to his Father, that your joy, which is actually his joy. Are you guys understand what I'm saying to you? Listen, when you come to Jesus, it took faith for you to get to Jesus. The Holy Spirit drew you into him. And the faith that it took to get you to Jesus, Jesus kills it. How many say amen? Everybody, what? Yeah, it's weird. The Word of God says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Is that right? Do you guys remember that scripture? The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. It's not your faith anymore. It's His faith operating in you. Do you realize that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Do you realize that? Being that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to rely on your faith anymore. You rely on His faith. You walk in His faith. The things that He says, man, praise God, yeah, you're okay. You've been washed. You've been made clean. He doesn't remember your sins anymore. Amen? That's what His faith says to you. I've already washed it. It's done. It's a done deal. Move on. Amen? He's washed you. Just as He has replaced your faith with His faith, He's also replacing your joy with His joy. Because it's not you anymore. It's Him dwelling in you. You don't lose your identity. You gain what God had intended for you. He intended what He had intended for Terry Harden. That's what you gain. You gain what He had intended for Robert. You gain what He had intended for Hector. You gain those things through the cross. Amen? So it's no longer you anymore. It's Him dwelling in you. It is God plus you. How many say amen to that? Oh, come on, man. It's not your faith. It's His faith. It's not your joy. It's His joy. And He's trying to make your joy full. Full. Even at the cross. Even at the cross. He said, for the joy set before Him, He endured it. I say, amen. He was looking at something. He was looking for the day that you would be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness. That sounds weird, doesn't it? All of His fullness. It's who you are. It's what He's designed you for. You are designed to speak into the world. You are designed to speak to people, to see them healed. Devils run off. You are designed for it. But you have to be under His authority for it. You have to be in a place where you go where He tells you to go. And you don't just make up your mind to leave or go or whatever because you get mad at pastor. Amen? People get mad at pastor. I'm out of here, man. Oh, did God tell you about that? They're gone anyway. Hallelujah. Can I tell you? I'm okay. It sounds weird, huh? Oh, Pastor, isn't that right, Pastor John? It's okay. It is the joy of the Lord that causes me to walk. Amen? If I let people run me down, what the heck? What is that? Amen? You got to stand where you stand. Let God do what He's going to do with you no matter what. And you watch. Sometimes those things are enduring the cross. Amen? Can let me tell you something? People leaving, it doesn't feel good. It hurts. Can I say that to you? It does hurt because we love you. We clean the toilets for you. We mop. We say, come on, man. I mean, and I try to bring you a good word. Come on, man. You know what? Hallelujah. You don't receive that. That's okay. I still love you. We do. That's what we do. Hallelujah. And it does hurt when people leave. But I serve a big God. And He says, Henry, I want your joy full. When I look at you, I want to see you full of joy. I want to see my Son when I look at you. And that's what He does. Amen? Hallelujah. Understand that God is working in your life. Allow Him to have His way. Allow His fullness to flood you. And then you watch. Then see where He takes you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah. Oh, I already gave you that. Oh, Psalm 16, 11 and 12. I'm going to put up. This is the power verse for today. Hallelujah. Can I get the worship team up? She says, no. Sorry, man. I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. It says, but let's all stand. Praise God. Let's just look at the scripture. It says, but all those that put their trust in Thee. What? Rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Hallelujah. Because you defend them. Let also them that love thy name be joyful in thee. Amen? How many times has it said joy, rejoice? Is that in this scripture? Can I tell you something? God loves it when you're happy. God loves it when you're shouting for joy. Amen? Even in the midst of a difficult circumstance, he loves it. He says, that's my kid. And he defends you. As the word of God says right here, it says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. How many of you are righteous in here today? I'm going to ask you that again. How many of you are righteous? How many of you believe you're righteous? Hallelujah. Because it's the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus that dwells. How many believe in Jesus today? Does anybody don't believe? Is there, maybe I should ask that. Is anybody in the house that doesn't believe in Jesus? Because we're going to attack you. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. That will bless the righteous. And then it says, with favor. Listen. You got to get this part. With favor, will he compass you as with a what? A shield. Anybody watch Star Trek? No? Any Star Trek people? Star Trek, Trekkies, Trekkers, whatever, man. Yeah. Whenever they got into a battle, they would have put the what? The shields up. And then the Klingons had what they call was a cloaking device. Remember that? What did the cloaking device do? Their whole ship went invisible. Is that right? I'm going to tell you, folks, God is serious about what he says to us. When he says that he will watch over you, he's going to watch over you. When he says, with favor, I will compass the righteous with a shield, he's going to shield you. He's going to cover you. There shall no nothing hurt you. Is that what it said? Is that what we read? COVID can't hurt you? Cancer can't hurt you? Kidney disease can't hurt you? Diabetes can't hurt you? Alzheimer's cannot hurt you. You are covered with a shield. So rejoice. Rejoice for the Lord. Because his favor is on you. He has chosen you. He has picked you for a time such as this. And there is nothing that will by any means hurt you. I didn't say it. He said it to you. Be joyful, joyful, joyful in all things. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He is in control. He has your life here, and he's in control. Talk to him. He will help you. He will keep you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, forgive us for when we have not rejoiced, when we have allowed circumstances and things, Father God, to steal our rejoicing, Lord. Forgive us. Lord, you've done so much for us. You've done so much. Oh, my soul, remember him. Oh, my soul, remember him that created the heavens and the earth. Oh, my soul, remember him that removed the power of death from our lives. Remember him who paid the price for me. Oh, my soul, be joyful. Be joyful in him.
there's some of you that have lost your joy, maybe because of loss. I would like you, just as Pastor was praying, continue to stand and just be in a receiving mode. Feel the Holy Spirit wants to minister to you guys, to all of us in this area. Maybe loss. You've lost somebody, whether it be in death or just somebody that has stepped out of your life. The Holy Spirit wants to minister in that area. He wants to fill that gap, that spot that is so empty in you right now. There are some of you that have had great expectations of what tomorrow was going to bring, and now you feel like maybe you become stagnant. And he wants to just speak to you in that area. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten you. Just continue to wait. Continue to trust that it's still there. Some of you have families that have kind of separated. He wants to restore families to stay. All these things are places that we allow for the enemy to steal our joy. And just as you feel that cry of the lack of joy, so does he. He doesn't want to see you there. You're being robbed right now of something that, as Pastor preached, something that he rejoices. He loves to see you smile. He loves to see the hearty laughter that comes from his kids. So just stretch your arms out as I pray. And you know where that is. You know what it is that is stealing that joy. So receive what he has for you this day. Don't walk away without being filled with all that he has for you this day. Father God, we receive your joy, Lord. And we choose to let go. We choose to let go of those things that the enemy would have taken from us, Lord. We don't want to look at yesterday, Lord. We want to look at what you have for us this day and from this day forward. We choose to let go of the past, Lord. And we choose to trust, Lord, that you will restore families. That whatever illness has been plaguing our bodies, Lord, that you are the healer. You are the healer, Lord, and these things will not be a source of our joy being robbed from us. We receive your healing, Lord. We receive all that you have for us this day, Lord. And Lord, that this joy, Lord, that we have would be abundantly, would be overflowing within our spirits, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day and for the knowledge that you've given us, Lord, that in your presence, Lord, in your presence, we find joy. So regardless of all the things that are keeping from us being in your presence, Lord, that's where we know we're going to find it. We bless what you're doing in this church body, Lord. Lord, we are your children.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.